Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Well, as if being a Mets fan wasn't hard enough, it's been a little over 2 years since Bernard Madoff was arrested and charged with securities fraud, and the ripples from the largest Ponzi scheme in history have finally reached Citi Field. They actually reached them a long time ago, but they seem to be intensifying. A lawsuit brought against the owners of the Mets seeks to recover hundreds of millions of dollars that they might have made as a result of their investments with Madoff, and a big chunk of the Mets is now up for sale. Untangling the web of connections between Madoff and Mets owner Fred Wilpon may seem as complicated as understanding credit default swaps or how to calculate slugging percentage, but we've got two guests on hand to spell it out. Serge Kovalevsky of the New York Times has been following the lawsuit, and Josh Alper, sports writer for NBC New York, is looking at the effects on the team. They both join us now. Welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Morning, Brian.
Morning, Brian.
Serge, for people who don't know, who are Fred Wilpon and Saul Katz? We know Wilpon owns the Mets and that Katz is a partner in that and president of the team, but what else?
Also his brother-in-law and a gentleman that has a very good reputation as a financial person, somebody who's very good with numbers, somebody who has proven himself over time to be wonderful at picking assets and growing assets. Together, many people who have worked with them, view them as operating in unison, very, very close, both professionally and personally.
How close were they to Madoff?
Well, the relationship with Fred Wilpon goes back decades to the period when they were both living in Roslyn. They spent lots of time together with each other at social functions. Their sons have been quite close. In one occasion, Mr. Madoff traveled with the Mets to Tokyo. He was also a season ticket holder. He was quite a fixture, as Mr. Katz was, at the Madoff offices. His secretary told us that they were seen there quite a bit. So there's a strong relationship that Fred himself, has publicly stated was long and quite close, and that was a basis for the deep sense of betrayal he said he felt once the Madoff scheme came to light.
Josh, there's a lawsuit filed by someone representing Madoff's victims seeking hundreds of millions of dollars from the owners of the team. And it seems that Wilpon and Katz are now looking for what they call strategic partners to buy part of the Mets in order to raise money. What does that offer look like, and what would its effect on baseball possibly be?
Based on what the Wilpons and Mr. Katz provided in a statement and then a conference call on Friday, they're looking for a limited minority partner somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25% of the team, which based on the valuation of the team would be in the neighborhood of $200, $250 million. And the stated reason they gave was to cover them because of the uncertainty about the potential impact of a settlement or judgment in the lawsuit filed by Irving Picard, the trustee for the Madoff case. What that would wind up looking like is very unclear at this point, because they were also very adamant that they would not be selling their stake in SNY, which is the cable channel they started with Comcast and Time Warner to broadcast Mets games as well as other
sports news and sporting
sports
events.
Offerings. It's right now the most valuable part of the package, because it is generating a positive cash flow, while the Mets themselves are saddled with debt from the building of Citi Field, as well as a downturn in attendance that's come after two dismal years.
Yeah. So, Serge, this lawsuit representing victims of the Ponzi scheme, it alleges that Wilpon and Katz were close enough to Madoff to know what he was doing. Is that the only basis of it, or is it also that the Mets for a long time made money and left at the end of the day with too much money that they got from Madoff?
Well, to be perfectly clear, from what we've learned, the lawsuit states that, and it's a very important distinction, that either Fred Wilpon and Company knew or should have known, based on the extent of the relationship and the idea that these are very shrewd businessmen, that they knew or should have known what Mr. Madoff was up to. That's yet to be seen, and we'll see what comes of the settlement talks and so forth. The other issue, though, at hand, I just want to point out, it's been quite interesting over the years just how underreported the Madoff Wilpon Mets connection has been, and obviously the lawsuit in December sort of generated a lot of interest in this. What we understand Mr. Picard is seeking is hundreds of millions of dollars, and it looks like perhaps in the neighborhood of a billion. And what that would include, based on what's in the suit, is roughly $300 million that was made on the investment, and then a large chunk, if not all, of the principal that was laid down for those investments.
So, Josh, can fans look forward to another tumultuous season for the Mets now? Or, depending on the buyer, might this be a chance to start over?
Well, I think that if they're looking for a fresh start, it would be that the Wilpons, the attempt to sell a portion of the team, is unsuccessful, as a buyer would want to have full control rather than coming in a non-decision-making capacity. That's what happened in Texas over the last couple of years, where Tom Hicks of Hicks Muse was trying to sell a portion of the Rangers because he had leveraged the team very heavily just before the bottom sort of dropped out of his financial holdings, and nobody came in to bite, and he ended up having to sell the entire team last year to Chuck Greenberg and Nolan Ryan, the former pitcher for the Mets and Rangers, mm-hmm. ironically enough. And I think that there was a feeling that unless SNY becomes part of the package for someone to come in as a minority owner, that it's very unlikely that someone's going to put up that money for something that right now is in such precarious financial position.
So for the 2011 season, don't look for any big free agent signings or...
Well, that part of the offseason's pretty much over, and the Mets didn't do anything too big. They do have a payroll in the neighborhood of $150 million already, though.
One of the biggest in the game.
One of the biggest, and a lot of that payroll will be coming off the books in the next couple of years because the contracts to players like Carlos Beltran, Luis Castillo, Oliver Perez, to name a few that make Mets fans unhappy for the most part, are going to be coming off the books. And the new general manager, Sandy Alderson, has already said that his plan, regardless of what happens with the Madoff affair, is that the team's payroll will be going down. So the hope would be, if you're a Mets fan, that they're going to be building around good young players rather than trying to buy their way out of these problems going forward, regardless of who the owner of the team is.
So, Serge, if Wilpon is suddenly trying to raise all this money, is it a bit of an admission of guilt? Is it a sign that he'll have to pay up as a result of the lawsuit, and therefore that it has some merit?
Him and his lawyers, I'm sure would say no, it's not a admission of guilt, and out of fairness to them, his lawyers have said that one reason that they are involved in settlement talks with Mr. Picard, the trustee, is entirely to get this episode behind them as effectively and quickly as possible, and it's certainly feasible, and it's certainly a tactic that others in the past have taken when faced with complaints, of this nature or other types of complaints that they want to get into settlements to essentially make it go away.
Serge Kovaleski from the New York Times has been following the lawsuit against the owners of the Mets, and Josh Alper, sports writer for NBC New York, is looking at the effect on the team. Thank you both very much. Josh, you're making a pick. What place this year?
Let's say third place. Feel somewhat positive.
A gentleman C. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian. Cheers.
Thank you, Brian.
From our website, Ken writes, speaking purely as a Mets fan, if this forces the Wilpons to sell, it could be the best thing to come out of the entire financial mess.